Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. My name is Marina Lieros-Naples, and welcome to the Meeting Ike Series for Children Blog Talk Radio Show. This evening's show, and every Sunday, is a School Time Smart Wand Show. And this show is to help you to get ready for the week ahead. Have you ever meditated before? Do you know what meditation is? Okay, if you haven't, or if you don't know, it's when you get very, very comfortable and you get very, very quiet on the inside. And then you breathe in and you breathe out slowly. Nice and slow, and you get very, very relaxed inside. Just how it feels right before you fall asleep. Guided meditation. And what that is when you listen to someone else talk, taking you through a meditation, and they talk you through it, giving you instructions on what to do to help you get the best meditation and to teach you how during the whole process. But before we do that, to share with you something you can do anytime to help your memory. Because after all, this show is a School Time Smart Wand to get you ready for the school week ahead. Now, I don't know, do you have tests coming up? Do you have special projects? Do you just have a lot of classes? And you could use some extra help? Well, this is just for you then. School, and you need to be able to focus, and you need to be able to keep, you know, have better memory. And what we're going to do is something called reflexology. Do you know what that is? Have you ever done it or have you ever had it done? Reflexology is a very, very old type of body work to keep you healthy and keep you relaxed. And you do that by using your fingers and your thumb, and you press on and massage or rub your feet, your toes, your hands, and your fingers. Doing this helps you to relax, to stay healthy, and you guessed it, to help with your memory. And that's what the School Time Smart Wand is for. These shows are every single week on Sunday at 6:30. So you can tune in and do a guided meditation with me. My name's Marina Lieros-Naples, and I am your host here on the Children's Meeting Ike series every Wednesday at 6:30. Every Sunday at 6:30, and the second and third Saturday at 11:30, and that show is for kids, teens, and the young at heart. There's also a show on Thursdays at noon, caretakers such as moms and dads, aunts, uncles, grandparents, teachers, counselors, doctors, nurses, therapists, tips and tools to help with children. Now that show on Thursdays at noon, those are live shows, and you can call in and talk to me and my guests with anything that you have or any experiences that you have, any questions. And then Saturdays, the second Saturday of each month, we have a contest where one child, 14, gets to be a guest on the show for 10 minutes. It could be you. Do you have something special to share? Information or certain ways to do things that you'd like to share with someone? Do you know how to do meditation, or you know something about some organic gardening, or about Indian sacredness? How about if you know when someone's going to call before they do call? What about special dreams that you've had? Information on how to be one of the guests on our show. You can go to our Facebook page, Meeting Ike Series for Children, and get the information there on how to enter the contest to be a guest on our show once a month. Okay, so let's get started. Are you ready? What you have to do, so let's get started with the reflexology, is you have to take your shoes or your slippers off. You can leave your socks on if you want. That's all right. Go ahead. Take off your shoes and slippers. Now get comfy. I want you to reach down to your toes and start pressing on the bottom part of each of your toe, near the top. Near the top, it's underneath where your nail is, the toenail, underneath part, but closer to the top. And that is where you're going to rub or massage each one of your toes on both of your feet. And you can do that with your fingers and your thumbs, too. And do that on each toe or each finger for about the count of five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then you move on to the next one. Now, I know that there are going to be some teens listening to this and saying, you know, don't talk to me like I'm a little kid, but there are little kids listening to this too. So, you know, they listen better with talking a little bit more fun. So do I. So, okay, so are you rubbing your toes? Are you rubbing your fingers? You're rubbing your thumbs? Hopefully you've been rubbing them each time, each one of the toes, while I've been talking. Another spot that you can do, and you can keep rubbing your toes or your fingers right now, but just want to let you know another spot is that space in between the bottom of your nose and the top of your upper lip. Right in the middle there. Press in there. You don't have to rub. You just press in there. Not too hard, but you don't want to do it too light. You press in there and hold that for about a minute. And that will help you, too, with your memory. Now, here's another tip. Is that when you go to read the chapter in your book that you have to read, or before you do your homework, or before you're studying for a test that's coming up, what you do is you're going to go into a meditation, into a relaxed state. And then you go ahead and you do your project, you read the chapter or chapters, you do your homework. And the reason you do that is because that part of you, that inner part of you, that's in that meditative, relaxed state, opens up. And that's where your knowledge and information is. And that's how you can better connect to that part of you. And when you're in school, before you take your test, while the teacher's handing out the test or talking about it, you can sit there, and while they're talking and listening, paying attention, you can start doing your breathing very quietly. Nobody needs to know that you're doing it. And you can do your breathing techniques. We've done this on the other shows. And you do that, and that will get you into that quiet spot, the quiet place, so that you're not nervous, and you can remember much easier. Now, we just have a couple minutes left on tonight's show, so I'm going to do that with you for the breathing technique to help you to relax and get focused so that information comes back to you much easier. So, and then you can stay in that calm state. So if you're ready, if you're laying down or sitting up, as long as you're comfortable in a quiet spot, then we can begin. I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath in and let it all out. Just let that out. And then I want you to take a slow, even, deep breath and hold it to the count of three. And very slowly, let that breath out while you're letting yourself relax. And you tell yourself, relax. Now I want you to take another slow, deep breath in and hold it to the count of three and let it out very slowly, telling yourself to relax in your mind. You don't have to say this out loud. And your body will listen to what your mind is telling it. And take one more slow, even, deep breath in. Hold it. One, two, three. And very slowly, let your breath out. Feeling how relaxed you are. And giving thanks for all the good in your life. Thank you for joining me on Blog Talk Show, Radio Show, Meeting Like Series for Children. Tune in Wednesday for our next show. This is Marina Lieros Naples, your host for this show. Thank you and good night. Have a great week.